When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want to get strong, feel healthy, make progress. You need a total solution from the start. I wanted to create a program that leaves no doubt.
Get fit. Be healthy. Replace all your meals with a single shake until you pass out from starvation. This is pretty much what I hear every time I think about the famous Beachbody fitness empire. Over the past few decades, their workouts, meal plans, and infamous shakes have absolutely swept the diet and fitness world. And they have been relatively unapologetic about how they did it, until recently. Their high-energy infomercials seem to offer you a lifetime of happiness, if only you were in shape and skinny.
Prior to Beachbody, I was that person that fed myself excuse after excuse. For those of you that don't know me and my journey, I got up to 268 pounds. We were so broke that I couldn't even see straight.
Many of their workouts focus primarily on fast, quick fixes to your weight loss goals. Intense workouts that leave you unable to walk the next day are a dream, and with a simple membership, you could join in on all of that fun. Of course, they had to throw in just a little bit of extra incentive to their customers. In addition to getting in the best shape of your life for at least a month or two, you could even make some money if you only signed up to coach other people. That's right, random stranger. You, who have no nutrition or health degree or training, you could coach your dear friends and family members to reach their health goals with just a few simple steps.
Become a savage. You have to elevate your habits and how you spend your time.
She has cancer, and that alone is why she needs to be doing this.
This was the epitome of a good life. With the help of your friends at Beachbody and a couple of $1,000s of your own money, the best life you could have ever imagined could be yours. Clearly, they weren't asking you to necessarily run the fitness classes. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but it wasn't a requirement. They were just simply asking you to sell the hell out of their products, including a meal replacement shake that allegedly had the power to heal all of your most troublesome health issues. The superfood-based Shakeology was advertised as a one-stop shop for all your health needs, and honestly, it would be kind of selfish of you not to sell this to your friends, right? Only, the science behind it is a little bit questionable, and according to some reviews, the taste wasn't much better. Still, Beachbody just wanted everyone to keep on shilling. I meant selling. Now, after years of pushing get skinny quick messaging to their customers, Beachbody is heading in a new direction. Sure, they're still an MLM with an endless amount of classes and products, but now they're going to be inclusive and body positive. At least, that's what they want you to think.
This spring, we will begin to officially, gradually change our platform name from Beachbody to Body.
I like working out myself, so I wanted to create little workouts or little programs that I could do myself, create nutrition plans that would sort of work for me, and that's served us well for now 24 years. The difference is, though, once we transitioned from infomercials.
Hello and welcome to Multilevel Mondays. I'm the Illuminati, and today we're going to be talking about the ever-popular, always concerning, Beachbody. Well, it might not actually be Beachbody anymore. Recently, the company announced that it would be rebranding its image. That's right, Beachbody, out of here. The world shall rejoice. This doesn't mean that they're going to be getting rid of their shady MLM practices, though, so sorry if I maybe got you excited for a moment. When Carl Daikeler, the CEO of the company, announced the rebrand in November 2022, he said that it was because something was missing. 4 years since the company's inception way back in 1998, it had primarily focused on one thing, weight loss. Their background reads more like an ad for all their different products, like the 21-Day Fix to P90X, as opposed to an actual history of how the company started. This isn't shocking, considering the founders probably wanted to keep their lack of experience in the fitness world a big ol' secret. But all of that is about to change, at least according to the CEO's announcement. Instead of focusing on fitness and weight loss, the brand new and improved company called Body, B-O-D-I, would be about health esteem. Yes, they have entered the body positive movement. Carl Daliker says in a letter, "Our mission has always been to help people achieve healthy, fulfilling lives, but society now uses the term differently. Truth is, there is no such thing as a beach body except that everyone has a body and everyone is welcome at the beach." For the company, this is a massive change from their prior messaging, which pretty much amounted to be skinny or get out. No, they didn't really say that, but that's definitely the vibes I was getting. I mean, they supposedly pushed messaging that said, "Let's puke together." And I covered this in the old video that I did on Beachbody a couple years ago. There were like t-shirts and everything, apparently. Allegedly, though, this was meant to say that the workouts were so intense that they would make you sick, which is also problematic and not what's supposed to happen either, but I digress. But the message that I and a lot of other people got seemed to be encouraging eating disorders. Unfortunately, this is the route many fitness companies eventually fall into, but this company says that they've finally realized their mistakes. Now, it's less about losing weight or just being skinny and more about being healthy at any size. Introducing the Health Esteem Routine. And y'all know I do not like MLMs one bit. I think the business model is garbage, but the Health Esteem Routine, it's very clever wording. It's got a nice ring to it. I appreciate it. It's probably still trash, but let's dig into it anyway. Body will now include eating plans, workout plans, and mindfulness plans. They aren't just for your body anymore, but they're for your mental health too. Now, I do find this a bit ironic considering their name is now just Body. Maybe we should have gone with something like Body and Mind or something like that, but that's just my silly little pyramid thoughts on a company name. The idea of mindfulness sounds wonderful in practice and could be great if they hired the right people. But with this company, you can never assume they'll do it the right way.
Optimalists go, "Yes, and." Perfectionists look for what is not working. Optimalists look for what is.
For the mindfulness aspect of the new program, they hired Petra Kolber, who is an author and motivational speaker. Their personal development program is set to include aspects of goal setting, personal development, and meditation, and they were all designed by Petra. But who is she? A woman with higher education specializing in the human experience and the brain? Well, that's what I would expect from someone designing this type of program, but that's not what's happening here. Petra actually has no record that can be found of higher education or psychology at all, at least nothing that I was able to find. She's been, and air quotes here, influenced by positive psychology, and I'm sure has read a lot and talked to a lot of people about it, but apparently isn't actually trained in it. But of course, that's not going to stop her from creating entire programs or spouting her advice to anyone that would listen. This seems to prove to me that I don't think Body / Beachbody are changing whatsoever, because hiring unlicensed or unaccredited people was one of their biggest problems in the first place. Now, beyond the not all certified personal development program, the new world of Body will also introduce something severely lacking before: desserts. There's nothing that screams "we want you to be happy" quite like desserts, right? Now, according to them, this new iteration has appeared out of an undying commitment for the company to do better for their customers. They want to promote a healthier, happier world. There are no reasons why they would possibly be rebranding themselves other than the kindness of their adorable little hearts. And I know this may come as a shock to some of you, but I don't actually think the kindness of their hearts is why they rebranded. Instead, I think they just might be rebranding themselves this year to save themselves from complete obliteration and try to make the world forget about what they have done. But guess what? I didn't forget Beachbody. The pyramid never forgets, and I'm here to remind everyone who you are. So first, let's talk about one of the reasons why I actually think they're doing their rebrand: their merger failure. I think by now we're all aware that 2020 was about one of the best years ever for at-home fitness companies, while it was one of the worst years ever for the rest of us. With everyone stuck at home, their businesses were thriving, and many were looking for a way to capitalize on the situation. But what would America be without companies that see dollar signs during a deadly pandemic, am I right? And for Beachbody, it was no different. While their classes, shakes, and other products were soaring in popularity, they decided it was time to grow their business. Now, they wanted to get involved in the home equipment industry. Think Peloton, but slightly less expensive. For their plan to come to full fruition, they needed to take a drastic step that they were sure would pay off. They needed a merger. By June 2021, their business dreams seemed to come true. They announced a merger with Mix Fitness Complete and Forest Road Acquisition Corporation. And that was it. That was what was going to make them the best in the business. They claimed the new merger would add significant cash to the balance sheet and bring them into the next chapter of growth. So they hit the ground running and released a cheaper option to the spin classes that we all know and hate from Peloton. And by cheaper, I still mean expensive as hell, by the way. One of the new MyX or Mix bikes from Beachbody would run you about $1,800. But don't you worry, you could pay for it in $50 increments for 36 months. And just for some quick math, that would account for about 3 years of your life paying off an exercise bike. Obviously, this sounds like a wonderful idea at a time when people could barely afford rent and eggs seem to be the cost of the life of your firstborn child for reasons that, despite research, I still don't fully understand why that happened. But the company looked beyond all that and thought this would be the next big thing. I mean, it worked for Peloton, right? Oh wait, hold on, let me take a look at my notes. Peloton is struggling with production issues, stock crashes, PR nightmares. Looks like I did a video a little bit ago. Okay, so maybe it only kind of worked for a little bit, but not really. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be working quite as well as the company had hoped. And I know, who would have guessed? Since going public and negotiating what they thought would be a groundbreaking merger, Beachbody is slowly but surely losing steam. In just the last year, their shares have plummeted nearly 80%, and not to mention their new bike rollout didn't go exactly as they planned. They seem to have overextended themselves just a bit and got severely behind in their production. While over 14,000 bikes have been ordered, only 44% of them have actually been delivered to customers. Now they're running around trying to fix this issue. They've delayed their product launches, they're reassessing how much they spend on media, and wouldn't you know it, they're raising their prices. Sure, it isn't by much, but it is interesting to note that the price increases even affects their own coaches. They've raised their commission a little, but not enough to make up for the price difference in their membership, which is now an astounding $119 a month. Considering most coaches don't make anything a month like any other MLM company ever in history ever, that's a pretty hefty price. And maybe, just maybe, their struggles within the last year could be the true reason behind the rebrand, but not so fast. There's a lot more going on. They might just be working overtime to try and make people forget with their new body positive branding. Like, for example, the overwhelming disappointment from people who have signed up to be coaches for their company.
You can do this. I know you can. Even if you're struggling right now, you're gonna get stronger. Don't quit.
Hi, my name's Autumn Calabrese. I am a Beachbody super trainer.
When Beachbody was first designing its business model, it would have been easy for them to go another route. There's a plethora of at-home fitness companies that have well-paid, experienced coaches that help their customers with training advice, nutrition tips, and more. But that's not the direction Beachbody decided to go. The workouts themselves aren't all that bad, despite their over-reliance on get-thin-quick methods. But the coaches aren't the ones running those. Instead, coaches are the ones who sell their products. From the shakes to the DVDs to the programs, these people keep the company afloat, and the founders undoubtedly know that. Especially since one of the founders has a history of working within MLMs. He knows the model, knows how much money you can make doing it, and likely doesn't care how inherently exploitative it is for pretty much everyone else. Just an opinion, though. Now, while the founders are rolling in dough, the coaches suffer. But for Beachbody, the coaching gig seems relatively simple at first. You just do the workouts, drink the shakes, and then try to sell everyone you know the same products you use, either through live videos of your workouts, weight loss progress pictures, or just good old-fashioned social media posts. They bring in people the same way most other direct selling companies do, flashing their expensive lifestyle, promoting amazing prizes for the first and best sellers or whatever, and promising an easy way to make money and help change lives. And I mean, hey, all you're doing is working out, right? But it's not that simple, because it never is. In reality, the workouts were actually the least of the coach's worries when it came to making money.
They put in the hard work.
If I can do this today, y'all can do this.
Got incredible. Which Beachbody Challenge finalist will get the biggest payday of their life? Would you give $100,000 to Kaylin, an excuse buster?
The only way to even possibly make money was to sell the shakes and have a downline. But we'll get to more of that in just a moment. One of the first employees of the fitness empire told Forbes, quote, Basically, from day one, you're being pushed towards the network marketing opportunity. It's brilliant. Beachbody gets its hooks into you immediately. I don't know if brilliant is exactly the word I would use. I'm sure I could think of some more accurate, probably a few more colorful descriptions of that. Maybe predatory, maybe deceptive, just to name a few. But I thought we were supposed to be helping people. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem like the case, at least for most people. One former coach who has come out about their experience said that all of the top coaches came across as fake and not genuine. Another said it felt like a cult atmosphere. Over and over, former coaches said that they felt pressured to befriend random people to bring them on board. Many said the supposed easy job wound up being a massive headache. Constantly selling and attempting to get people to buy, everything took them away from their family and friends. That spare time they were supposed to have was gone, and they spent all of it trying to make their money back, and most of them never did. By the time they decided they wanted to quit, it seemed like the world was crashing down around them. Some joined the world of Beachbody to make more friends and have companions during their fitness journey. For a little, it seemed like they accomplished that goal. Here was this new giant community for them to be involved in who wanted nothing but the best. But when they finally changed their minds, that massive group of new friends seemed to quickly disappear. The accountability group that many of them joined went from being loving and excited to angry and upset that they would dare think about quitting. After all, quitting isn't in the Beachbody vocabulary. Still, when the company decided to slash their coaches' earnings by offering most of the workout videos through streaming, there was a mass exodus. People weren't buying DVDs anymore, and coaches weren't making any money. So why the fuck would they stay? Basically just to shell shakes. Only those weren't doing so hot anymore either. And why? Because the company had lied, and these cure-all shakes weren't all they were cracked up to be.
Their appetite. They gave one group Shakeology and the other group a different shake with the exact same amount of calories. All 41 people in the study took surveys to check their appetite, and the study clearly showed that for those drinking Shakeology, their desire to eat was reduced 58% more than those who drank the placebo.
For Beachbody lovers and their esteemed coaches, the holy grail of their products was Shakeology. The daily dose of dense nutrition full of supposed superfoods was advertised as a way to enhance anyone's energy throughout the day and replace those pesky big meals. Even with a hefty price tag of $130 a month, this shake was originally all the rage. I mean, the coaches needed to sell it to make their money, and the people buying Beachbody were convinced that this was going to be the best thing that ever happened to their lives. For years, the company boasted that their magical shakes could prevent mental decline, slow the aging process, remove toxins, and even help prevent heart disease and cancer. And wow, that's one hell of a protein shake, big if true. But there was one small problem. It doesn't seem like the business had actual scientific evidence to back those claims up. Evident by the fact, when California upped its requirements for advertisements, it backed away from making those claims. So, with the extraordinary claims off the table, they had to move to a more nuanced approach. Sure, their product didn't prevent heart disease, slow the aging process, or prevent cancer anymore, but it would suppress your appetite and was chock full of superfoods. Wonderful. This way, they didn't have to adhere to those pesky advertising rules. There isn't a legal definition to what exactly a superfood is, so you can pretty much call anything a superfood at this point. For a little bit, it was avocados, then flaxseed, like it is for Beachbody. Hell, maybe chips will become a superfood one day, who knows? One can dream. Maybe Oreos are the next big thing, we don't know. But unsurprisingly, despite all of these incredible advertisements for just how absolutely wonderful and dreamy Shakeology is, the reviews seem to tell quite a different story. First off, there's the taste. It's supposed to be this great-tasting protein shake specifically designed to be better than all the rest. However, many reviews say the complete opposite. Some have called it absolutely gross, others say it's awful, and one review on Amazon said it was the worst-tasting mixed drink they'd ever tried. Now, I have never tried Shakeology, but reading those reviews don't make me want to start. Maybe people could look past all of that, though, for, you know, the amazing benefits. Well, about that, they don't seem to be too wonderful either. While the shake may work just fine as an addition to your meals, it definitely isn't ideal as a whole meal replacement. With all of the ingredients, these shakes only come to a mere 160 calories. And in case you're wondering, that's about the same as eating two eggs. So it's not exactly enough to keep you full enough to not be hungry later, and definitely not enough to keep you energized throughout the day. Then there are the supposed superfoods. As I said, no one actually knows what makes a food super. But the shakes do have some good ingredients like flax seeds, protein, and chia. The The problem is, they don't tell you how much is in each shake. While some research has found that some of the ingredients within Shakeology, like ashwagandha extract, have produced lower stress hormone levels in the body, this has only been proven for certain amounts. Shakeology never actually says how much of this ingredient can be found within the shake, or the amount of herbs, enzymes, or fruit extracts either. So while these ingredients may be present in the shake, we have no way of knowing if they are included to the point where they have an actual impact. Of course, we can't forget the coup de grace of the supplement marketplace, scientific research. Yes, Shakeology does actually have at least two clinical studies that supposedly prove its efficiency in weight loss, maintaining cholesterol levels, and supporting healthy blood sugar. But there's a catch, because, you know, there's always one. One of the studies was run by an independent company that just so happens to have been sponsored by Beachbody, and the parameters of the study weren't exactly thorough either. There were only 50 subjects, and the study only ran for 12 weeks. I wouldn't exactly call that in-depth. Now, they did have another study done in 2018 that was actually peer-reviewed and compared Shakeology to other meal replacements. Again, there were only 50 people involved, and while it found that the drinks were more filling than what they were being compared to, it never actually proved that it would reduce weight over time. So we don't actually have any idea if they're as useful as the company claims, and their scientific evidence is severely lacking, to say the least. Now, add in the fact that the shake has not been reviewed by the FDA, and I have officially found more than enough information needed for me to caution anyone against buying or selling the product. Maybe the company is hoping a rebrand will make everyone forget about all of these issues, but there is still one more thing that they might be trying to press the erase button for, and that's their auto-renew issue. And before we talk about that, I'm going to take a quick moment to thank today's sponsors. Now, I've made it clear throughout the years that I am absolutely dog shit being in the kitchen. I need directions, I need pictures, and I need specified ingredients and amounts every single time to get it right. And thankfully, HelloFresh does all of those things for me. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh now has over 40 weekly recipes to choose from, so you can say goodbye to your recipe rut and treat yourself and your family to exciting new flavors every single week. You can customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. And now you can even upgrade to organic chicken or organic ground beef. So if you're ready to get cooking, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/MLM65 and use code MLM65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/MLM65 and use code MLM65 for 65% off plus free shipping. What's your love language? Is it physical touch? How about time together with your partner? People get turned on in all sorts of ways, and Dipsy has invented a whole new love language with sexy stories for whatever mood you're in. And that's because Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories that were designed by women for women. New content is released every single week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. And Dipsy also has soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read, so a whole bunch of variety for whatever you need. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/MLM. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/MLM. dipsystories.com/MLM.
Or will this help me get me closer to the life I desire? If the answer is yes, you have to schedule that shit into your day every single day. If it's a no, stop fucking doing it, period. If you're saying no to, will this thing right here help me improve my mindset?
Now, when you purchase a product with monthly installments, you'd expect you'd be able to cancel it whenever you want for whatever reason you want. Maybe you can't afford it anymore. Maybe you got sick of the constant, hey girl, messages from your friends. Or maybe you just couldn't stand the taste of those goddamn shakes. Whatever the reason, when you submit a cancellation, you expect that your bank account will be safe from any pesky auto drafts. With Beachbody, this doesn't seem to be true. Over the years, they have faced a tidal wave of complaints from their former customers who claimed they were auto-renewed by the business after canceling. Their cancellation process seems to be unnecessarily confusing, might I add. One customer who complained to the Better Business Bureau said that they had canceled their Shakeology and fitness subscriptions with the company, but were then charged for yet another year with no warning and no authorization from the company. And why? Well, when they bought their original package, a 30-day trial of Body had been included. And when they canceled the Shakeology and fitness classes, the Body subscription remained completely unknown to the customer. It never showed up when they were canceling, and they didn't even know they had it. Still, they were charged after cancellation regardless. And when they finally realized what had happened, it was conveniently after the 30-day money-back guarantee had run its course. So they naturally could not get reimbursed for the subscription they never knew they had. Another said they were charged even after canceling their free trial far before it had ended. When they attempted to get a refund, Beachbody said no problem, but then their credit card called to say the company had denied the fact that they agreed to a refund. But the customer had receipts and was able to prove that the company had been lying. And these are just two stories, but there are many others like them. So many, in fact, that they were eventually sued for it. In 2017, Beachbody faced a $3.6 million penalty for their deceptive sales practices after the Santa Monica Superior Court found that they had been continuously charging their customers with recurring fees without their consent. At this point in time, the company had revenues of just over $1 billion, so the settlement was merely a drop in the bucket, if that. Obviously, they didn't exactly admit to any wrongdoing when they settled, but co-founder John Congdon did come out with a little motivational statement that read, "Customers can and should expect a transparent purchase process with us, one that clearly lets them know exactly what they are buying and when. At the same time, operating directly with the consumer, we have always provided an industry-leading money-back guarantee on all our products and services so our customers feel secure purchasing from Beachbody." Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if all of that was true, then why would the lawsuit even need to exist in the first place? In fact, this was such a big deal that many people were predicting that a class action would soon follow, though I haven't been able to find proof of that actually coming to fruition. Also, I find it important to point out that the first two reviews I mentioned earlier were from 2022 and 2023, so I'm not terribly convinced that they even fixed this whole issue. The reality is, people have budgets. They need to know where their money is going or when it's coming out. And for many, this subscription magically coming out of their accounts could lead to extra financial stress that I'm sure none of us need at this moment. Maybe they'll fix the issue. Maybe they have. Maybe they won't. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think, though, it's safe to say that Beachbody sure does have a lot of things in its past that it might just be trying to hide. While I'm not 100% sure or even saying that that's what's happening here, I just wouldn't be shocked if that's what the reason actually was. We can all hold out hope that maybe the new version of Beachbody will have some fewer problems, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be an MLM. So, no matter how much body positivity or mindfulness they throw into their program, I can't really say they've improved all that much. But with all of that being said, that is where I'm going to end today's episode of Multi-Level Mondays, and I hope you enjoyed this refreshing look at Beachbody, though unfortunately, results have not really changed much. As usual, if you'd like to connect with me outside of these episodes, make sure you click my Linktree link in the description below. It's going to have all of my social media nice and neatly organized, as well as all projects that I'm currently involved in. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Become a savage. You have to elevate your habits and how you spend your time. So I want you guys to kind of reflect back on your day today.
First of all, someone that has cancer, or guys, like, this can help people. And if someone has cancer, be kind, but also still invite them.
But here's the thing, she has cancer.